Is everyone ready? Well, this will be our last segment of the day. So be aware of yourself and our expanded crucible. Feel the increase in the vibratory field with the transmission of the etheric crystal to your light body and your Merkaba light vehicle. Be in your sacred heart, which is also expanding in this moment. And let's prepare to go further now into the quantum field. So from this quantum field, see yourself once again at the convergence point of no time, no space, no dimensions in Hawaii. In this present moment, allow yourself to be bathed also in the gentle emanations from the grand crystal of tranquility and beauty that we activated last year. As you arrive, you see our crucible, which you will enter. And you also see the magenta diamond glowing with radiant light. The four archangels, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, are at their positions, as are the 12th dimensional representatives of the elemental kingdoms. Anna, Mother Mary, and the Magdalene are also there with Yeshua. So joining in the pink diamond configuration are the four beings of light from the star systems we had been working with over these past years. Again, see these beautiful ones taking their place in our pink diamond and our magenta diamond as they come forth on the platinum ray. Please welcome Archangel Anrata of Sirius, Archangel Toama from the Pleiades, and Sarazan from Arcturus. And from Andromeda, please welcome the light being known as Mei-Q. Stepping forward, please welcome the Magdalene and Yeshua. It is I, Mariam, the Magdalene. I come forth from the collective consciousness of the ancient order of the Magdalenas. I am delighted to be here with you today as we re-experience this journey from your light conference. You received many sacred gifts from the Creator of all things when we embarked on this journey 1 year ago. Today, we will bring the remembrance of those gifts into present time. And as said earlier today, you now have the opportunity to receive all the energetic light codings those gifts contained at a much deeper and more profound level. As we progress through this journey today, we will be operating in the frequencies of the higher seventh dimensional time sequence. We will not enter the eighth or the ninth or go to the edge of the ninth dimension as we did in the conference. However, Yeshua, along with the beautiful ones who are here in this diamond configuration, will be holding holographic gateways open from those dimensional time sequences for us to re-experience in real time what occurred last year. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. We now invite you to join us in the center of this magenta diamond configuration. Follow as we pass through the beautiful magenta force field. And once again, allow yourself to be bathed in the brilliant platinum rays of light that are now infusing the magenta color codes and the entire diamond configuration, elevating your frequencies to higher and higher levels. Let us now move further into the quantum field. Look ahead and you will see that beautiful rainbow circular corridor filled with the most amazing colors. Enter now into the canopy of the pulsating colors. The colors may appear even more radiant than you remember. Last year, we instructed you to go to the color that summoned you without thinking about it. Go now to that color and allow it to wash over and through you. Notice if that color now has more depth and dimension. Each color and shade variance contains its own unique light codes. Each color also contains its own harmonic. Can you feel the vibration of the harmonic as you allow it to be received in this moment? Allow the harmonics and the frequencies of that color coding to move throughout the entire unified field of light that is you, bringing the fullness of this iteration into present time. And continue this merging until you are only that. Now go deeper into the corridor of color, where we will exit. While we are not traveling in the eighth and ninth dimensional frequencies through your memory codes, it will feel as if you are. This frequency was unlike any you had experienced in a human body. Take a deep breath. Stay conscious. Yeshua and the beings of light are holding this space open. Remember that in the distant, distant past, you visited this place. Let us enter in what appears to be a massive cavern, but is actually an ancient temple. Before you lies many paths. Let yourself be drawn to the one that is lighting up for you individually. At the end of your pathway, you enter into your personal, small, crystalline grotto where all the surrounding surfaces are covered in crystals. The frequencies are pulsating at a much higher and more refined rate than when we last visited. Continuing to breathe, absorb the magnificence of this environment, allowing those ancient memory codes from your visits here in the distant past to activate. Allow the expansion and the refinement of your light body and your entire unified field to occur. So let's continue further into your grotto and go to the door that has your name on it, which is now in blaze with the fire letters. You also see the ancient symbol that represents your energetic sound signature. Remember, you are known by the sound signature and all the master realms throughout the cosmos. When here last year, there was a key that had been placed around your neck. We had said that it was no ordinary key. It was made of a clear, crystalline type of material. And when you held it in the palms of your hands and announced with the sound codes of your voice, which now contains your color and harmonic signature, the key was activated. You, and only you, have the required code to open your door. This key is now hanging on your door. Remove it from the hook and insert it into the key, into the crystalline lock, and open the door. This vault is your personal time lock, and it is once again filled with radiant light. This time lock held your sacred 12th dimensional original blueprint, which you received and reclaimed for all time. Receive now any aspects of that blueprint that you were not able to fully hold and integrate previously. Breathe into this beautiful space as this is occurring in present time. We must leave this beautiful grotto and continue on. But before we do, if you would like to leave something here for your future self, do so now. Close and lock the door to your vault. Place the key around your neck and tuck it into your light garment and take it with you. As you look around your grotto, the crystals are now glowing with your primary soul color. And if you look at your light body, it is now luminous and pulsating the same color frequency. Let us gather together outside this ancient temple. Notice the array of magnificent colors that all of you are emitting. Now, as we journey on, the remainder of this journey is for you alone. As before, Yeshua and I will wait for you at the Rainbow Corridor. You will only hear our voices whispering to you on the cosmic winds. You now possess everything that you need. As you leave the sacred place, you will travel light years and beyond into an ocean of endless darkness on a pathway known only to the absolute essence of you. Allow yourself to journey on the light and sound waves of the color coding and the harmonic that is you. You would journey past the realms of the archangels, the ascendant masters, the creator gods, and all you have ever known. You are entering the void, going deeper and deeper into the void, beyond the void, beyond the void, beyond countless voids. Allow yourself to just be. Be consciously aware in this moment of discovery, fully in present time, as you return to the innocence of you. Here, there is no thought. There is nothing to do. The sound currents will continue to deliver our words to you in this deep silence. Rest. Breathe softly as you are held in the soft embrace of the sweet silence and the soothing darkness. You are in the nothingness. This is the nothingness of the cosmic womb where all is created and birthed. You have returned to where the first spark of your spirit came into being. Remember. Remember when that spark of light ignited and created your soul. Remember the song of the infinite presence as it sung life into your soul. Hear it again now as you allow ever deeper memory codes to open. This great presence, with its breath, gave you its greatest gift, the gift of love, by blowing its sacred breath, the Ha, into your soul. Your soul is the purest essence of creation itself. As you begin to be aware and remember, you understand that you are in the realm of the prime creator. You now know that this nothingness is also the everything. With the sacred breath of its eternal love, Source Creator also imprinted your soul with one singular prime directive. Listen carefully as you hear your prime directive again and in this present moment, and remember. What did the creator of all there is imprint upon your soul? Of all the many gifts that have been offered, the conscious remembering of your prime directive is the single most significant one that you will ever receive while in human form. Ask now, while in the presence of this magnificent source of all things, which created you, if there is anything more that it wishes for you to know or remember about your prime directive that you could not hear or receive before. Allow the deepest activation of your ancient memory codes that is currently available to you to ignite now. Your imprint has been your prime directive in every incarnation, every mission, every assignment that you have ever accepted in every universe, star system, every galaxy, and every time sequence since your soul was given the breath of life. We shared with you before that you rarely return to this place, to the realm of prime creator, to this point of origin. It usually only occurs at the end of a very long cycle and when in preparation for a new birthing or a major transition. Allow this gift of consciously returning twice in a short period of time to be remembered, allowing it to be a reset or rebirth to usher you into what is next for your soul's journey that is in full alignment with the desire of the Creator. Be at one-ment with this grand presence of the source of who you are, have been, and will ever be. Now, before we leave this most sanctified space, I request that each of you take a moment and from the depth of you, offer your love and your appreciation to the source of you. We must begin the journey back. Remember, this is your unique pathway known only to the essence of who you are. As you return to the Rainbow Corridor with the enhanced frequencies you have received on this journey, pause and allow your light codes and harmonic to further amplify throughout your entire beingness. Remaining in the full embrace of your true authentic magnificence, return to your sacred space and be very present in your body, knowing you are complete within the great love of Source. And so it is, and so you are. Blessings. So we could not get the Alleluia to play. So we want to thank everyone for joining us today.
Yes, we certainly do. We appreciate all of your involvement in these past years and in this present moment. the energies, because of each one of you, were quite wonderful. You each brought your mastery today. Thank you.